ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Siobhan Scott is with us, psychotherapist, author, Hidden Killers contributor. Rex Heuermann, the point of conversation at this moment in time. Is there room for improvement when it comes to police investigations into cases like this, into understanding the psychology behind these crimes to assist law enforcement in better identifying individuals like this sooner?
Oh boy, that's a tough one, you know, because it gets into how much can we monitor people in this society. And, you know, you can certainly say that there are probably some risk factors and red flags, but certainly every man who's out cruising around at night and looking for prostitutes on the street, now that can be a red flag for a serial killer, but there are millions and millions of people who engage in that behavior and are not serial killers and will never do anything violent. So I don't know, other than really careful monitoring, once someone has committed a sex crime, I think, you know, the probation system tries to do a pretty good job of monitoring people, but we might be able to tighten that up quite a bit and fund those positions better. I have had a job in the past where that was one of my roles, was to monitor people who had committed crime and then they were out living in the public. And we watched those guys like hawks. You know, we did home visits frequently, at least once a week, unannounced home visits. We drug tested. We basically knew everything that they were up to, and had good outcomes. But each one of the therapists in that program, we only had 7 to 10 people that we tracked and monitored. And I think if somebody has committed a crime, really tightening up the supervision, if they're not incarcerated, is probably a good thing to do.
Much more incredibly difficult if the person has not been charged with any sort of crime. Just
that's the problem. Yeah, that's the problem. We have a very free society and people are going out, and even in areas where prostitution is, you know, a criminal offense, it's overlooked, you know, certainly in major cities. And most people who engage in that behavior are not going to become violent, you know, but it is a risk factor for some people.
Between 96 and 2011, remains of nearly 24 victims found on that beach, on Gilgo Beach. What are the odds of that many murders being dumped on that beach over that period of time from different killers? He's only been connected with 3 thus far, very close, possibly on a 4th. I don't know. I mean, it is Long Island. It's a beach. Yeah. It's a, if you want to dump a body, I guess, you know, seems to be a popular place to do so. But is it really from all these different murderers, or is Rex likely connected to far more than just 3 or 4 on that very beach?
It sure seems weird, creepy, and suspicious, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I think they've got to be looking really closely at how can they tie him if he can be connected to the other ones, because it seems statistically very odd. I don't know much about the neighborhood, but boy, that would not be an area I would be looking to move to at this point.
Yeah. You look at the entrance to Gilgo Beach. It looks very happy and like a beach. You're going out playing the water. It doesn't really look all that shady. I would be curious, and I don't have the numbers on this, of other beaches along Long Island. Like, how many bodies do you find on average here a year?
Yeah,
that might put it into better perspective. How does an item like that belt that they found, reportedly with the letters on it, WH or HM, depending on if you're looking at right side up or down, symbolize or reflect a perpetrator's relationship with the victims or the act itself? If in fact this is his belt, leaving something like that behind, almost a signature. I mean, it certainly could be an accident, but sometimes it's a signature that is left with purpose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that could be the, you know, the grandiosity, think that I'm so smart, I can leave hints or leave clues and nobody's smart enough to catch me. Could be something like that. Because often there's that delight in playing with law enforcement that serial killers have. It's almost this need to prove themselves as, I'm smarter than you are and look what I can do and you can't catch me. Sort of like the Zodiac killer, you know, playing games and making up codes and writing to newspapers. And, you know, it's sort of a little game that many of them play.
The big question that a lot of people have looking at this is, how did he live this life of an architect, of a family man, quote unquote, and not get caught all of these years? How do serial killers typically compartmentalize these illicit activities from their everyday life, especially in that work and that family setting, to be able to go do this on the weekend when your wife is out of town and then everything's back to hunky-dory when she's home and at work? And never showing real obvious signs of being this sort of a monster.
Yeah, that's one of the weirdest qualities that I see in folks like this, is how adept they are at compartmentalizing and how they have this incredibly active fantasy life that's very dark and twisted and violent and weird. And yet maybe with their wife, they function sexually fairly normally. Oh, and they have very often have a partner who's available sexually, but they keep this other stuff hidden and they just don't leak. Most normal people, we would leak when we're, you know, thinking about something a lot. We'd talk about it. It would come out in our normal daily life. And guys like this just really keep secrets well. It's bizarre. And to me, it's one of the strangest things about them.
What does it signify when someone keeps a trophy room or trophies or something? We don't know quite exactly what Rex had, but it does seem he was a bit of a hoarder. He had the 200 some guns, and it looks like there may have been a lot of trophies possibly in his home. Does keeping these sort of trophies signify, obviously it's a control thing, but to have those items at your home where if you were to be looked at would very quickly get you caught and convicted of such a crime. Do these people at some point know they're going to be caught or want to be caught?
I think it's part of the game. And I think because of their grandiosity and their narcissism, they think they're not going to be, but of course they always know that's a possibility. And I think they get almost this addicted response to the risk and the danger, and that even increases their arousal. And the items that they keep that belong to victims are associational cues that allow them to, in essence, emotionally relive the experience. And they remember each experience very distinctly. And if they have that item around when they masturbate, it brings back that sense of euphoria that they had at the time of the murder.
Essentially, it's a very sadistic risk-reward scenario they're playing out. Of, is it worth keeping this and possibly being caught with it versus getting rid of it? But they find so much more joy in keeping things like that versus getting rid of any evidence that could connect them to such a thing.
Yeah. And the fact that, you know, it seems like if you're a smart person, and many of these guys are smart people, you would realize that keeping these items may mean that this whole thing stops and I go to prison forever or even face the death penalty. But when you talk about the reward, this is really part of the addictive kind of cycle, this addictive pattern that they have. It's like, even though this is poor judgment to keep this item, they do it anyway because they get such a sense of power from it.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.